Conscious Living Empower Radio. Hi there, I'm Wendy. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Hope whatever's going on in your life is extremely entertaining, interesting, or at least makes you curious. Today, we're going to go into the audio stuff. You know, this is one of the reasons I got into radio. When I was a kid, I used to listen to the radio. And if my DJ wasn't there, my whole day was off. And it wasn't that he was the world's best DJ. It wasn't that there was something phenomenal going on. It was that was my set point for the day. And I usually, whatever it was, it made me smile. I felt good. And when that one little thing was missing, all of a sudden, the day it didn't have the same feel, the same vibe. And so from, you know, the earliest memories, for me, sound has been very important. It's always been something that I related to. And like today, going back and forth to work, the birds, hearing the birds through the car windows, you know, knowing, oh my, you know, this is so amazing. And we just take these little things for granted. We're incredibly influenced by sound. And the lack of sound, the presence of sound, sometimes is just a teeny tiny oversight of what also might be impacting you in a way that you had no idea. So that's why it was important to me when I saw, I had an opportunity to interview my guest, Ellen, who is the founder and designer of Pure Light. It's a free app that gives you audios that transmit healing frequencies. All right, we're going to talk more about that. And Ellen's going to describe what that means, how it works, and how she got into this. Ellen, I really believe in what you're doing. I think it's fabulous that you captured this and decided to run with it, because these are apps of other programs that allow people to sit back and regenerate, rejuvenate, connect in whatever way, shape, or form works for them. So thank you and welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, it's great to be on. And yes, this is very exciting. I'm excited to just be doing this.
What did you get? I mean, you know, like I said, I was a kid. I realized how powerful it was just to listen to the radio, no matter how, you know, minuscule that would be to somebody else. To me, it was important. Where did you become interested in audio, sound, that kind of thing?
Oh, boy. Well, I'm someone who's always been into, I don't know, I guess higher frequencies, because I can talk more about this later, but I've always kind of known that physicality is illusion. Everything really is frequencies that are impacting us all the time. And sound obviously is a very powerful carrier of frequency and has such power to impact our mood and our state of mind and even our perception. And I'm an artist, which I can talk about later. So I put high frequencies in my art. But in, you know, more recent years, I guess, I don't know, over the past, I don't know, 7-8 years, I've come to know healers who actually put high frequencies in their audios. And that's part of my motivation for creating this Pure Light app. And I can start describing the app. You want to go?
Yes.
Down?
Yeah.
Okay.
How does it work?
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's a free app. It's now available for Apple products. So iPhones, iPads, and then the Android version is coming any day now. We hope to get it out this week, but any day now, so be patient, Android users. But the app offers audios that are infused and encoded with very high spiritual frequencies. And when these audios are played, these frequencies are transmitted and they help to create positive change for the listener. And when I say positive change, that can be money miracles, looking and feeling younger, having more energy, sleeping better, releasing physical pain, releasing emotional pain, more harmonious relationships, easier manifestation. I mean, I could go on and on. There, for anything you want to create in life, there are frequencies you can download to help create that result. So the app serves basically as like a central marketplace for these frequency-infused audios. So users can browse categories and they can search for what they want. They can also browse healers. And then to download audios, it's really easy. The user just taps the Get It button, and the audios are downloaded directly to the app's audio player. And a really great feature is that when audios are downloaded, the instructions for how to use the audios are downloaded as well, because these audios aren't like typical MP3s you might get from iTunes, for example, where you just download it and you just play it, no big deal. These audios, because they're infused with such powerful frequencies, it's like energy medicine. So just like a supplement would have instructions for how to use, so do these audios. So I can get more into the different ways to use them, but it's very important that users follow the instructions, because sometimes the energy is very powerful that you need to use them in specific ways. But anyway, I can talk more about that later. But the app offers both single audios and audio packages. And audio packages are downloaded as their own playlist automatically, along with the instructions for how to use. So we're interfacing with iTunes. So users can apply iTunes gift cards, and the same with Android. Users will be able to apply Play Store gift cards. So that's PureLight. We offer tons and tons of free audios because we really want users to play around with these frequencies and try them out, have fun. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, well then I want to go back and just in a way of putting a context. I'm familiar with the HemiSync with the binaural beats. I've Steve Halpern's music, Jonathan Goldman, who also does sound. A lot of people are in tune with how important sound is and how we are influenced by it. And this is, you know, back to Atlantis. What you're talking about is a little bit different, though. It makes it a little bit more accessible, and you can fine tune it by going through, as you suggested, and picking out things that relate to you.
Yes. Yeah, the audios are more specified, first of all, because these are infused with specific intentions. So, for example, if you're having money issues, you can download an audio for abundance, and that will help shift your consciousness to be open to more abundance. And then secondly, the audios on PureLight take it a step further. Like, I know a lot of people are familiar with sound healing and maybe solfeggio and binaural beats, but the audios on PureLight take that a step further, meaning that they're infused with energies and intentions. It's not just frequencies that are measured in hertz. There are actually, I can get more into the science around this, but each thought, each emotion, each belief pattern has its own frequency that's not necessarily frequency measured in hertz, but it's more like an energy signature. And these healers have the amazing ability to isolate that specific energy signature and imprint the audio with it. So that when you hear it, you're entrained to that.
You said there's science. You said you could get into the science. So that would be helpful.
Sure. Okay. Well, even mainstream science is, has admitted that physicality is illusion. Everything is indeed vibration, energy, frequency, but not just the physical world, but also every thought, every emotion, every belief, even every situation has its own unique energy signature. And in this context, people use the word frequency, but it's not really frequency measured in hertz. It's more like I said, an energy signature, or as Dr. Richard Bartlett calls it, patterns of light and information. So through intention, these patterns of light and information of any thought, emotion, belief, etc., can actually be imprinted onto a physical object. And such as with Dr. Emoto's work, he proved that emotions actually change water crystals. And then when Dr. William Tiller took this a step further with his experiment of using meditators to imprint an electrical device with a specific intention of altering the pH of water. So he not only proved that the electrical device could be imprinted with this intention, but when it was placed next to water, the pH did change. So the electrical device then impacted the water. So basically he proved that not only can physical objects be imprinted, but they can also affect other objects. And so that's kind of the general principle, is that these healers have the ability to isolate specific frequencies, imprint the digital track, and then when these tracks are played, these frequencies, or energy signatures are transmitted, and they interact with your consciousness, with your body's consciousness, and or your energy field, and they help to create shifts. And then over time, you see shifts in your physical reality.
Now, you've experienced this yourself. So what did you start with?
What
was your first result?
Oh, boy. Well, my first result, around the late 2000s to the early 2010s, I suffered from a seemingly endless list of bizarre symptoms that nobody could explain, let alone heal. And I saw every practitioner, tried every modality, nothing changed. The only thing anyone could ever tell me was that my adrenal glands were worn out, which I knew. But other than that, nobody could explain this. I had weird aches and pains and weird stuff. Like in the middle of the night, my heart would start pounding and I didn't know why. Or my left eye would be super dry and my right eye would be fine. And then the next week it would be the opposite. I mean, just really strange stuff. So all I got from anybody were just baffled looks. So, and this dragged on and on for years. So it was very, very dark, very depressing.
Frustrating, around, I'm sure.
Very, yeah, to put it mildly. So I had some very, very dark nights of the soul where I wondered if I would ever get better. Because formerly I was someone who had tons of energy. I'm a runner and a weight trainer. And I mean, it was just very strange to be just lay on the couch day after day, feeling miserable. So it was around, I don't know, 2011 or so that I started hearing about audios that were infused with healing frequencies. And I was used to Reiki, so I thought I'd try them because I'd lay on the couch day after day and I'd listen to radio. And especially telesummits where healers would come on and talk about their audios that were infused with healing frequencies. So I started purchasing them and working with them, and the results were pretty amazing. And I will say, for the most part, when I played the audios, it felt like my energy field was just being blasted with white light. And then anything that didn't match that high frequency came up to be released. So I'll be honest, it wasn't always a walk in the park. I had to do some detoxing, both physical and emotional. So physical would be, I felt tired and achy, even more so for a few days. And emotional, like old memories would surface and I'd become aware of belief patterns I held and even, you know, some traumas that were so buried and knotted up in my field that I'd kind of have to face that and look at, you know, where my energy was just knotted up and everything, all the belief patterns and perceptions that were kind of holding that in place that I didn't even know I had. So the audios helped me to identify where energy was locked up in my field, but they also helped me to release it. So that was a huge result for me. Other audios, though, I would play on a loop while I slept, and then I would wake up feeling so much better. So I didn't really have to do any detoxing. It was just, I would just wake up and feel like some dark energy had left me. And I didn't know what it was, and I didn't need to know what it was. I have a strong feeling it didn't belong to me anyway, because I'm extremely empathic, like I'm sure a lot of your listeners are. So so whatever I was holding on to that was weighing me down, it's just kind of gone. And then other audios just put me in such a blissful state that I actually had help, and that, you know, that meant everything to me in those days. But one by one, my symptoms just faded and gradually vanished altogether. But not only that, I found myself becoming more and more intuitive, and life became more synchronistic. Because what these audios do, all of them, regardless of the specific topic, is that they raise your frequency. So life becomes smoother, more synchronistic when you have a higher vibration. So I feel like I'm in a much, much better place now than I was back then. But to put it mildly. But then one day I was just creating playlists because I own, you know, easily over 100 of these audios, and I just found myself thinking, oh, it'd be so nice to have a, you know, a place, quote unquote, where I could just browse and search all the audios, because right now this market for frequency infused audios is very fragmented. So the healers who create these offer them off their websites, but users have to follow individual healers to see what's new. So that was kind of the main idea for the app is, oh, why not create a marketplace where users can browse and search for these audios? And there's just like a central you know, marketplace, like I said.
Yeah.
And it makes it so much easier. And then on top of that, as I started healing and talking to other people, I soon realized that there are many, even in spiritual communities, who've never heard of this concept. You know, maybe they've heard of sound healing and solfeggio, but they haven't heard of, you know, an audio that you play and then you get money miracles, for example. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted to help get the word out because these audios have helped me so much. And then lastly, it's just a way to help broadcast healing frequencies because there's lots of dark energy on the planet. And so this is just a way to help spread the higher spiritual frequencies and help raise the consciousness of the planet.
One of the reasons I went into radio is because one of the most powerful influences that we have is that audio. It's something that we don't block. It's just inherent, and people are extremely vulnerable without having any idea that they have been influenced. And so, you know, playing the television all day or the radio all night or whatever, even though you don't consciously connect, it's going in and you're being programmed.
Yeah.
And so that I thought if there was any way I could counter that with a positive message, a positive vibe, a positive influence, then audio would be the form that I chose rather than video. I mean, even though we're such visual creatures, we are more influenced with that audio. And so that's one of the things I believe highly in. And then the things you surround yourself with, you are constantly being programmed in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, and often not, pretty much always, not on the conscious level. It's the other levels, subtle frequencies. That's why this app is important. These frequencies, the frequencies of pure light, are important to broadcast because they work with your consciousness and your energy field to just help raise your vibration.
I have a question. You earlier you were talking about, as a kid, you knew that we weren't physical, we're something else. And how did you relate that when you were younger?
What do you mean, how did I relate that?
How that, maybe the word is actualized. How did you identify? How did that in your life? You said you already knew that. Well, so what did that mean in your environment growing up and around other people? Were you more empathic? Were you more aware? How did that work for you?
Oh, yeah. Extremely empathic, which I know a lot of your listeners can relate to. I don't know. I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to this. I mean, just the feeling like this is not home. This 3D Earth reality is illusion. There's so much magic just beyond the physical. There's so much more going on. And people are so conditioned to believe that physical reality is all there is. And we are separate and limited. And linear time is real. And we're stuck in it. And I've always known this is just illusion. And I believe so many of us are here these days to help break people out of that perception, those limited beliefs.
I think a lot of it has to do with there's so much that people are impacted with. There's so much more mass media, so much more that we are exposed to. It's overwhelming. And you don't realize that all of this energy or this presence requires your energy to go back and forth. So people are being drained in ways that we didn't used to have to deal with. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And there is, of course, a huge agenda to keep us all dumbed down and in fear. A lot of it is by broadcasting low frequencies to keep us in low states of consciousness. One of the motivations for creating this app is to just help broadcast higher frequencies and to help people to wake up that this is illusion and we are being controlled. And we are infinite beings with unlimited potential. We're not so stuck and powerless like we've been, this reality hammers into for us to believe.
Okay, so my question then, of the apps, you have the app, where would you suggest people start with all of this? You know, if somebody's listening to this for the first time, I think everybody's automatically going to be drawn to something that appeals, but just to go in and do a test drive of some of the product, is there a suggestion you might refer people to?
Well, first of all, the website is purelightaudio.com, so anyone can go there and click the link to download the app. And again, the Android version is coming any day now. But once you have the app downloaded, we've got so many free audios. We've got about 30 free audios by all the different healers, almost 30 healers on the app. So I would suggest just play around with the free audios and see what healer you resonate with, because each healer has their own unique healing method, their own unique style. The audios are all different. So it's really important to play around with the free audios and see what healer you resonate with. And then just go from there. We've got many, many, many different categories, many, many different price points. you know, and just have fun. Have fun with the frequencies.
The question, headphones, somebody, is that important?
Again, each audio has instructions for how to use. So it's very important to follow the instructions, but it's all spelled out how you use them. A few audios do require headphones. The vast majority do not. I can get more into the different ways to use them. Do you want me to go into that now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me just describe the artist first, and then I'll go into some of the different ways to hear, listen to them. So each healer has their own unique method. So some audios have talking where it's sort of like a guided meditation, but the difference is that the healer is actually transmitting frequency while you listen. So you would direct those energies to wherever you want them to go. Other audios have just soft music. Others have light language. Others have voice toning, where it's sound healing, but instead of a musical instrument, the healer is using their voice in very unique ways to transmit frequencies and light codes. Others are completely silent. Many, I would say, are a combination thereof, such as talking with periods of silence or maybe light language with soft music, but they're all different. And then as far as the different ways to use them, some do require active listening. They have to pay attention and be in a kind of a quiet spot where you won't be interrupted. Vast majority can just be played on a loop during the day or even while you sleep with the volume muted or just lowered, and then you can just bask in the high frequencies. Now, a few you're not supposed to loop because the energy is so powerful. Either you gradually build up to it or you just keep it at once a day, and that's enough of a dose for the day. And then, like I said, a few require headphones, vast majority do not. And then with some of the audio packages, it may be that you listen to one audio for like a week, and then you move on to the next audio for the next week, and on, because the energy is built. And what's great to keep in mind, though, is when you play the audios, anyone and anything around you gets the benefit of these frequencies. So it's a great way to broadcast healing frequencies and uplift those around you, and not just people, but pets, plants, even to clear dark energy from a room, for example. Right. So you could be in a, you know, like a mall and have one of these audios on a loop and potentially affect hundreds of people. So, yes, it's really exciting. Great.
We're much more powerful than we realize. I went through a period where I had some things I needed to shift in my life, and I played a sequence of five different CDs for 2 weeks solid, and things turned around about a 180. So, I know how this works. this isn't something that most people consciously connect to, but on some level we are aware and we do feel this influence. I wanted to also reiterate when you said you worked with this, and there is that little potential downside, because as you clear through some of the garbage, some of this excess that you don't need to carry anymore, you might have a few muscle aches. You might have a few issues that come that you had tried to block and try and thought you totally forgotten or totally gotten over, that comes back and says, whoops, one more layer. And that brings that to the center. And so you can say, aha, okay, don't need you anymore.
It is layer by layer.
I think your experience with this is important, because you're a testimonial. You're the person who's done the road work and said, all right, this is how I actualized it, how I made it, how I manifested as a result. And I think that's fantastic, because once you see the power in it, then you're the best advocate. And so to come up with this app and make it easily accessible to other people, I think is a wonderful gift, because these things are huge in our awareness right now, and people are looking for answers, looking for new ways to heal and to do it themselves. Yes. And because that's when it works.
Yes, exactly. And everything really is frequency. So, you address the frequency, you do address the underlying cause. You help neutralize any low frequencies in your life causing problems.
We're going to have to take a break, and I want to come back and ask you about your artwork, because I was on Places of Light, the website where you do work. And I want to ask how you do that and how the frequency works with that. And also, as a graphic designer, how you got into this, because you took it, I mean, you've gone different paths, and to fully come into basically your own strength, I think, took a little bit of trust and finally saying, hey, this is how I want to work. Does that make sense?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so we're going to come back. Again, my guest, and you've been hearing us talk about the audio, the programs that are available through the website, purelightaudio.com. Ellen McDonough is my guest. So come back and we'll talk a little bit more about her artwork, because she also does a visual infused with frequencies, healing, and beyond. Coming up next, it's Conscious Living and Power Radio.
Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
So, you know, I'm a dog, and I'm kind of new to this family, but I've noticed a trend. My humans do this thing where they go around and get all my toys and hide them in this basket, but it's always the same basket. And it's always the same place. And then they act so surprised when I find them. But I'm like, hello, that's where you put it last time. Humans are the worst at hide and go seek.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Conscious Living and Power Radio. Hi there, Wendy. And my guest, Ellen, who is the creator of Pure Light Audio. It's an app available at purelightaudio.com, where you can listen to some of these fabulous tunes, tones, voices, frequencies to help improve, increase, upgrade your own energy. And I was familiar with Christine Day because she does the Pleiadians. And when I first listened to one of her audios, I didn't know what to expect. And then she does these sounds and the Pleiadian language. And I had my husband listen to me. He said, what the heck are you listening to? But it does shift your energy and it shifts your frequency. So these are very, you have a very diverse collection I was also looking at Julianne Conway and Pragit Harris, and they do the Stargate energies. And I thought, well, you know, there's so many here that I think it'll be fun just exploring and learning the different ways that people bring this energy through and transmit vibration. So it's, yeah, to me, it's fascinating to explore.
It really is. It's so much fun. I love it.
I was going to say, did you have a favorite when you were working, before we get into your artwork, when you were working through your healing, was there a specific one that helped you that you can recommend?
Oh, well, everyone's different. So different people are going to resonate with different healers. But for me, I would say Michelle Carter's work with the light that came through when I listened to her audios was so like almost palpable. So that was her audio is very, very powerful. And she has a free audio dealing with pure peace and stillness that people can download to sample her work. And
okay.
Tamara Oviatt's work was very helpful for me also. Her work, you listen actively. Well, I guess you don't have to, but the energies shift your belief patterns. And it's not always perceptible on the conscious level, but the more you listen, the more you realize, oh boy, things are really shifting. One of her audios, which is actually free on the app, Fruit of Life, I can listen to it now without any, any challenging results. But when I first listened, I craved water like crazy. And I knew I was just releasing all kinds of dark energy because it clears your chakras.
Uh-huh.
So I knew back then, years ago, I think it was just energy that wasn't even mine. But the first maybe three times I listened to that on separate occasions, every single time I needed so much water afterwards. Now I'm okay. But I knew, so my energy is definitely shifting. And let me see who else. They're all amazing. Alana Spencer has a package called Be Well, where she actually transmits powerful light codes and interacts with your consciousness to bring your organs back to optimal health. And this goes well beyond health and healing, because I've used these audios to create abundance miracles. Like Jenny No has a free audio Miracle Money Manifester, where the first time I played that on a loop, I received a surprise check for $1,200 a few days later. And then like a month later, I listened again on a loop and I received five figures from a stock purchase I had no memory of making, but I had the opportunity to sell. I mean, it's really amazing when you start shifting your frequency. And again, this works often just beneath the conscious level. So you're not even sure, you're not even like totally consciously aware things are shifting. It's just suddenly your life's different. So it's amazing. But, what else can I say? David Adelson he's got a lot of audios. All his are silent so that you can just play them anytime. But I was at an expo and I put on Aladdin's lamp, it's called, which is like grants your wishes. So I had my list of everything I wanted to have happen at that expo, and everything happened. So that's an awesome audio. And there's so many. Lynn Waldrop has Detox 7, and that was a package that I played overnight while I slept. And when I woke up, I felt so different, like, some old energy just got released.
Yeah.
Just so many of them have helped me in so many ways. That's why I was so excited to create this app, because I was like, oh God, I tell people about this. This is so great. People don't know about it, but this is such a, it's fun and it's easy and you can just, shift your reality, and it's just great.
Okay. So if you're listening now, it's the purelightaudio.com. And when you go to the opening page, you're going to see all the people we're talking about, the names that she just mentioned, and each one of them has a bio, and it also addresses the specific in some way, shape or form, the influence that they have put into the frequency so that you will feel a result. And you also have some free gifts, and they're available on the app as well. So this is all a part of just signing up and figuring out what you might be drawn to. But I like the I'm a money magnet.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's the one. I am a money magnet. Okay, I'll do that. But there's some others, the vibration of your smile, where, you have this magnetism that comes with more energy, really feeling the smile.
Yes.
There you know, there's several opportunities here with just learning what it feels like to shift your frequency and noticing a difference. Mm-hmm. We'd even help to journal before, during, and after, because it gives you an idea of the process. And I really do think it's important to know that sometimes you're going to have a little bit of a regression as you dig down deep and release mm-hmm. this stuff. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we all have it. And not especially if you're empathic, you're going to pick it up on a regular basis, especially if you're around people yeah. who are going through trauma, drama, pain, and you're there to kind of, in a way, help relieve that, alleviate that without saying anything. But then you need to release it as well. And these things work in ways that we still don't have the science to quantify. We just know that it's possible and it's happening. Does that make sense?
And it's easy. You know, you just put on an audio and, you know, your consciousness, your energy field shifts. So it's All right. a great tool for empaths.
Yes. Yes. And, people who are caregivers, these are wonderful, yes. I think, accessories to help you work through your own stuff and help release energy. When I first started channeling and first started doing some of this stuff 20 years ago, the thing that I immediately had to start was a routine with a massage therapist, an energy worker who helped me go through. I initially did 16 to 18 weeks weekly of getting through stuff and removing layers and dumping a lot of excess baggage I didn't know I had, but I felt it. I had a past life regression. I had all sorts of things happen at that point that were a surprise, and yet right there on the surface, ready to be removed, released, let go, so I could then go on up and start doing the other work. But I had to do my work first. And that was just part of the process. Once you commit to something like this, then these other things sometimes fall into place. And so I think this is a really powerful part of the program, that it's finally there with your one-stop shopping available mm-hmm. to people on a wider basis. And they have more knowledge of the diverse ways that people are bringing this through. That's what I think is so fantastic. It isn't just one way, it's multiple mm-hmm. ways. And sometimes working with different on different levels, that helps bring out something else.
Absolutely. And the more you use the audios, the higher your vibration raises and the stronger your energy field becomes. So, and then the more you impact other people with your high vibration. So it becomes synergistic.
All right. When you were getting into your artwork, because you've gone through mm-hmm. a few phases and you started doing the digital, it's beautiful for one. It's your work
Thank
is
you.
Really beautiful, and I can see why people have responses to it. But how did you develop your process?
Well, all my life I have had visions of other places, you know, and they always felt like home, and I always had a sense there are other star systems and they're just other realities, other like high spiritual realms. I mean, I didn't really know the language when I was a child, but I just kind of knew that there's so much magic just beyond this 3D Earth reality that kind of hammers in that we're, like I said, separate and limited and powerless, and the physical is all there is. And I just kind of always knew that this is just illusion. There's so much magic just beyond what we're hammered into perceive. So these specific places would just always come to me, and I would just sketch them out, and I just kind of kept them in a folder for years and years. And then, I don't know, just synchronistically, sometime in the late 90s, I was led to 3D modeling, and I just started playing around with a software called Bryce, and I could feel a presence guiding me, helping me to remember details of the places that I would see when I was younger. And then sometime afterward, I'd get a download of what the place was called and what happened there, you know, if anything happened, or sometimes the place would just have a message of inspiration for us. And then I just, you know, got hooked. I just started creating more and more and more of these images. And then I started selling them at art festivals. And it was quite wonderful to when people would come in and say, oh, my, I've dreamt of that place, or oh, that's Atlantis. And not even really reading the description, knowing that that is Atlantis that I saw. So it was quite wonderful to kind of know that, oh, other people have a resonance with these places too. So so that was exciting. And then, you know, like over the past, I don't know, several years or so, when I started getting into the frequency infused audios, I started realizing, oh, there are healers who are tapping into these the frequencies that I feel and that I put into my artwork, they're tapping into them too, and they're putting them into their audios. So I've kind of always been about bringing high frequencies to the planet any way that I can to just help raise the vibration of the planet and help wake people up to the magic that exists just beyond the physical. There's so much going on.
I was going to go back. You also do the photography that I saw, and you had places that you've been to. You were in Sedona for a little while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to live in Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I love the pictures. I love the pictures. I was just had to go to Sedona for kind of a reconnect. It was 20 years ago when I started doing all my stuff with my nightlight, my own spiritual stuff. And that was a very powerful place where I connected with the animals. And last time I went out there, and I was just for the show that I, another show, I was going to do an interview with somebody who does the UFO tours just for fun and to talk about that. And even though I've had my own experiences, I thought, well, that would be fun. And they said, no, we're booked up. You can't do that. I thought, well, okay, no big deal. We'll just, I can talk about that anytime. Don't have to go there. And as we're hiking Boynton Canyon, I take a picture in the parking lot, just because I love the view of the red rocks, and the clouds were really pretty. I kept taking designs in the clouds because they were making animal figures and that kind of stuff. I was going to use them for an art inspiration. I come home, I look at the picture, I posted it on my Facebook page, because up in the clouds, hidden in this little spot, are five dots, and they look like a little ship with the portholes. And they were not present when I took the picture, because I was scouring the clouds looking for designs of animals, and anything that was a dot, I would have made an eye or something to see five dots in that design. I thought, see, I didn't have to go on the UFO tour overnight.
No, you didn't.
They just show up. It doesn't matter. It's a magical place, and you were there. And you know, I think we're called to certain areas at certain times to remind us of the wonder and the beauty and the synchronicity of we are always right place, right time.
Yes. And we all have a higher knowing, and that higher, I don't know, that a higher self, higher knowing remembers the magic. It's just so many of us are entrained to only believe in our conscious mind and what we receive through our five senses that we forget. You know, we kind of lose touch of what we sensed when we were young children, and we were just aware of the magic all around us.
Well, from your site, it looks like you're quite a traveler. So of all the places you've gone to, because you have special spots here on the magical places, which is earthwisdom.com. I see the pictures that you have. Are these all your photography?
Yes.
Okay. I figured, but I thought maybe I should ask. My husband throws in some pictures with my stuff, so we have to remember who took that.
No, they're all mine.
I don't know. So it's a place. Was one of your favorites of these? Because you've got beautiful pictures from everywhere.
Oh, it's hard to pick a favorite. A lot of people have asked me that. I would say it will definitely Sedona. It's so magical. Egypt. I would go back to in a heartbeat. They're all so magical. Ireland, I love.
I wondered if you had a special experience from Ireland, because that's also a pretty powerful place.
Yes, and I'm Irish. So.
Well, duh. Okay. Yeah, the name.
Not really. Just feeling such joy when I was there and feeling like I was just home. And then I can't really point to a specific experience. I can't. I was alone in Egypt. I was alone in the King's Chamber for about 3 minutes. And I felt like I was kind of in the middle of the universe. I wasn't on Earth. I wasn't in a physical place. I was kind of hovering.
Yeah.
In dark space. It's hard to explain, but that was very powerful. That was really, really wonderful.
It would be like a vortex?
Yeah, something like that. I know Napoleon said he spent the night and he refused to talk about it. He said, you'd never believe it if I told you. But I think it might have been something related to what I just said. You just feel like you're kind of hovering in the middle of space. Like there's nothing around you. It's very, I don't know if it's a portal or a vortex or something very, very powerful.
Well, I've talked to people who have, there's one lady that I interview, Artie Six Killer Clark, and she's interviewed a lot of Native Americans, their stories. One of the guys she talked to knows about the portals, and there are certain places that they know you can go to and go into and come back. You know, that would be my concern, is knowing that if I'm going to leave, it would be nice to know I can come back just in case I change my mind.
Yeah.
So these experiences, you know, it may not be mainstream content, but a lot of the people who have these other knowing, other awareness, and other openness to shifting dimensions and realities are comfortable saying, yeah, mm-hmm. we can enter different dimensions at different times on a physical level when we are open to knowing that the reality here is a lot more than what we see.
Well, we are multidimensional beings, and we are existing on multiple timelines, multiple realities, multiple dimensions. Linear time is illusion. All time is now. So that, I believe anyway, is what's behind creating your own realities. You're just shifting into another timeline where you have what it is that you want to create. So there's just so much more going on than what this 3D reality hammers in, that we're stuck in linear time, we're limited, we're separate, we're powerless. That's all there is. Physical reality is all there is. And no, not at all. It's such illusion. We're so powerful. There's so much magic. We can have anything. It's really limitless.
Well, part of it is, though, it's also who you surround yourself with. Because when that talk is constant, then that sets a reality. And it also denies people who are willing to work outside the box the validation that they sometimes seek to say, yes, your reality is real. So once you start realizing that you don't have to have that constant disapproval or dissent, then you start saying, okay, no. That's one version of myself that is saying, are you sure? Do you want to go forward? Because when you go forward, you can't go back. You're gonna have to deal with some of these other things that make reality much more flexible and much more fluid than that nice solid base we have that says everything here is concrete. And then it's like, oh, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. But then everybody around you shifts, because then they start coming in. You magnetize other people who validate that, and the world becomes a much more fun place to play.
Oh, sure. There's a great quote by Abraham Hicks that says, we're not here to face reality. We are here to create reality.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different spin. You know, we're not here to entrain to low consciousness around us. We are here to create new possibilities and just, you know, create. But people are so stuck in, I've got to fit in and be like everybody else. But no, you're here to bring in, you know, your own unique energy and create new possibilities.
Part of that is everybody gets here with a certain, it's like, here's the rules of play as you start out. You learn what the rules of play are, and then you learn how you can break them and how they don't all make sense, and they don't all apply. There's a wonderful memoir I've just read, Walking Through Walls by Philip Smith, about his dad, Lou Smith, who was a designer and a well-known designer in Florida. But also, as he started becoming more metaphysically aware and attuned, he shifted and became a healer who could heal pretty much any disease, and began continued to improve his ability. And the walking through walls thing is a comment that comes in through the book. But he said he was growing up as a kid, seeing his dad do this and seeing people make fun of him and deny what he was doing and make it go away, even though the cancer disappeared. And there was, this is impossible. And it's like, well, okay, fine. It's still gone. Those kinds of people, these stories are just now coming out. This isn't a fiction. It isn't a fantasy. It's somebody's reality. These stories we are beginning to see more and read more in mainstream. And that is what I think is fantastic, because the stories that come from the things that you are now putting into the field of dreams, the field of reality, by connecting these dots and giving people access to tools with a purelightaudio.com and the app, that's phenomenal. And so the next 20 years, you'll see results. Someone will see results because of what you are putting into play. That's creativity.
We've got almost 350 audios on the app. And so there's so much to explore. It's so much fun. We've got audios for, you know, escape. We've got one called Escaping the Matrix, which helps people just raise out of those limitations of 3D and enter higher states of consciousness. And got activating your DNA. There's one for shifting timelines. Audios for increasing psychic ability. Many for abundance. So many for health, clearing back pain, shoulder pain, adrenal fatigue, dental issues. We've got a whole category for youthing, beauty and youthing. We've got audios for lengthening telomeres, revitalizing mitochondria and stem cells, frequencies to create more collagen and firmer skin. I mean, there's so much for healing grief, sadness, shame, for forgiveness, for clearing dark energies from a room or from your field, repelling EMF, releasing anxiety,
so pretty
and
much
worry, a lot of sleep. I mean, this is everything.
Yeah.
It's great.
All across the board, all levels, all levels. And that's what's, you know, that multidimensional thing is each person goes at where they are ready to start. And you may not always be prepared, but you're ready. And then the preparation comes.
Mm-hmm. a lot of it is intuition. You know, like you said, you just start with, you play around with the free audios and then proceed, you know, however you're drawn to, because sometimes not really on the conscious level, but like even myself, like I don't know why I love this an audio so much. Maybe it might be even silent, but I just feel like my energy field, my body just wants to keep playing it on a loop. So it's kind of on that level. You just follow your intuition, follow your higher knowing. You'll just know what you're drawn to, what you gravitate to. And those are the frequencies that are benefiting you the most. But have fun, you know, just play around. We're very generous on this app. Lots of free audios. Lots to play with.
And I think that gives you a lot more confidence in your ability to know what's right for you. As a matter of fact, you know, when you're saying, think with your heart, don't analyze this. Don't try and make it linear. Just say, what is the best one for me right now? And then go and see where you're drawn and allow yourself to explore.
Yeah. And just have an attitude of open-mindedness and playfulness, because positive change happens when the energies are light. So just be playful and have fun, like I said.
All right. Now you've got this app out. Are you going to add more to it?
Oh, of course. It's always expanding. And I plan to also offer content off the website as well, so people don't need a smartphone to get these audios. And I also plan to offer healing videos on both the app and the website, and maybe even frequency-infused imagery. Because my vision for Pure Light overall is for this to be not just a marketplace, but more like a sanctuary where people can just come for healing and enjoy the high frequencies.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I think
so that's where the project's heading.
I thought, you know, this has to just be the tip of the iceberg of what's available.
Yes. 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 More and more healers are doing this. And of course I vet them. I have my whole screening process. And, but yes, it could very well be a big trend, but it's really fun. So I encourage users to just download the app and download the audios and just have fun.
Well, you're right place, right time. And okay, so for people who are listening, I also want to promote your Places of Light, because there's some beautiful artwork there. And so if people, you know, if you're listening and you feel attracted, check out the artwork. It's like illuminated.
Thank you.
It's like looking in a mirror where you see this reflection come back the way that you've done it. They're beautiful. So that's that's also a wonderful influence. But purelightaudio.com for the app, and it talks about the team, the mission, the whole nine yards, what's available. And if you have questions, of course, you can connect with Ellen. But Facebook pages and Twitter, same thing. Are you available everywhere?
Oh, yeah. The Facebook is just Pure Light Audio. And then for my artwork, it's Places of Light.
Okay. All right. So for one more question with your artwork, do you do shows and you do events as well, the show, or is it mostly online?
At this point, it's mostly online, but I do still do shows.
Okay.
But I mostly sell online.
All right. So check out the store online. And I like the fact that you've got the geometry in there as well. I guess that's because of the mechanical engineering background, huh?
I know. I can't believe I studied mechanical engineering.
It doesn't. It's like, oh my gosh. But that's, it makes sense. It makes sense. It's beautiful. It has a, you know, it's that math.
It does.
And Kandinsky's art has this, you know, the yeah. math, yeah. the geometrics in it. So it's, you know, this is, it all goes together.
It does. It does in a way. I thought mechanical engineering was going to be creative in my naivete. but I love math and geometry. So it does. It does kind of, because my artwork is very geometrical.
Okay. It's just the mindset there is just a little different than what you think of when you're thinking of somebody free flow and out, you know, and, yep. and just listening to the vibrations and the frequency. It's like, whoa.
I know.
Okay. Talk about shifting your mindset.
I've been all over the place.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate what you're doing. And for anyone listening, placesoflight.com is Ellen's art. And then for the app and the information on all of the audio and the creators who are a part of that, you're going to meet some wonderful people, and they all have some very unique insights and ways to help you tap into your own higher knowing and heal or upgrade your awareness, whatever works best for you. That website, purelightaudio.com. Thank you, Ellen. I really appreciate your time, and keep doing what you're doing. We'll follow. Ha 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 ha.